Greetings, I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. Bang! We're off to the races as the new year launches. Just about every turn in the road ahead will be challenged with new realities. The virus is still raging. The vaccine effect and effectiveness have yet to turn the tide. Wholly new patterns of thinking, speaking, and behavior will be introduced into our lives this year. Technology will make deeper, more pervasive strides into every aspect of life and living. Challenges and attacks against basic infrastructure will escalate as nefarious parties seek to generate debilitating disruption across society. Yet with all of this, opportunities are everywhere. Wholly new concepts and thinking about what dwellings mean, how they behave, and a new inventory of usages are populating the broader design conscience. The role of architect and designer is altering. The definition of architect and designer is morphing. The rise of authentically engineered solutions is upon us. The engineering professions are leaping other disciplines in expressed innovation, rational risk awareness, and breakthroughs ranging from technology, assembly, interaction, and design monetization. There's no limit to what can be accomplished in the year ahead and the years that follow. At Design Intelligence, we see a major shift occurring that will most likely take center stage in the second half of this year. It centers around the domain of talent. What we've understood as talent for many years is being confronted going forward. Possessing singular skills is falling out of vogue. The highly defined specialist will increasingly be sidelined in place of master generalist. By connotation, most specialists are relegated to the category of independent, while the watchword forward is collaboration. The multi-skilled professional possessing a wide variety of perspectives, experiences, and applied histories will form the new description of highly sought talent. A person's way of working is fast becoming more important than the acts of one's work. Said another way, the way a professional interacts, takes in information, collaboratively assesses options, maintaining an openness to alternative opinions and perspectives will outweigh any other dimension of specialized skill that is person-dependent rather than community-interdependent. As 2020 moved across the landscape of industry, many firms, either by necessity or by proactive strategy, reduced headcount, sending thousands of folks into the unemployment lines. In many cases, this will continue through the first half of 2021. In the second half of 2021, an emerging backlog of work will begin mounting, and the rush to secure talent will occur. The question for each hiring organization to address proactively is, will we be satisfied with functional arms and legs, or will we only settle for the new talent earlier described? Within 6 months of hiring someone, the outcomes will be readily evident. Either you'll witness new expressions of leapfrog collaboration, teaming, and overall production harmony, or will be frustratingly pushing and prodding to get basic work out the door. No decision in professional services is more important than how talent is assembled. It's the only true differentiator. Most talent is okay, gets the work done, and moves forward at a mostly steady pace. But for the organizations who will change the world, okay is a heretical standard. To best thrive on the myriad opportunities ahead, a keen and unwavering commitment to talent excellence is necessary. Will you lead this? Will you stand for nothing short of extraordinary? Will you demand better of yourself and the talent that makes up your organization? What kind of leader are you? Until next time, I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.